Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Britain is considering exempting Muslim migrants from any potential drafts. First, there's a two-tier justice system, and now there's a two-tier conscription system as well. Yes, send all the young Englishmen to get slaughtered while leaving the young Muslim men to take over the country. I'd rather go to prison than fight for a country that hates me. Maybe that's what all the white British men being drafted should do and force the country to go bankrupt, housing all of them in the big house. Moving on, feminism is nothing more than women living in the safest, most abundant societies in history, with the most rights for women ever, thinking that they're oppressed. Not to mention that all the safety and abundance is provided by men, of course. And of course, you won't see young British women conscripted either. The moment the Third World War begins, this will be feminists only a second later. When feminism fails, they try and take us back to traditionalism. Number 3, and speaking of traditionalism, the way that women manipulated men before they had their careers was by keeping a man's stomach full and his balls empty. But these days, that's no longer necessary, and women are too lazy for that. Today, all women have to do to control a man is give him love and sex. He'll lose frame and slowly give in to her demands without even realizing it. And eventually he'll become her loving slave even though she keeps his stomach empty and his balls full. Up next, women's groups want to cancel a law charging women with rape. The reason they want it canceled is because they say that it could lead to situations where women would be afraid to charge a man with rape. That makes zero sense. What they're probably more afraid of is hot chats coming out and saying that they were sexually assaulted by unattractive women. And those men would be believed by judges because they could see a thirsty woman groping a hot man. It's pretty common. Women just don't want to see men having the power to manipulate them. Number 5, here's a woman supposedly interviewing a 13-year-old's incel for a British show. She looks like she has that revenge look on her face, and as for being 13 and not having had sex, that's pretty normal. Guys usually learn to work on themselves at that age, and in a few years get laid. Knowing women these days, she's probably checking him out and will sleep with him in the interrogation room. In this day and age, the women are increasingly the predators. Moving on, here's the average price of a typical date in America. No wonder everybody's single. Most guys can't afford to pay for rent, let alone the average date, which looks like it'll be well over $100 to $150 in most states. Also, I'm shocked that it's only $38.27 in South Dakota. How is that even possible when they just go cow-tipping for a lot of their first dates? Or they can go to the Wal drugstore for some free ice water. With prices like these, no wonder guys are mostly interested in coffee dates these days. Number 7, in the Minecraft movie, a white woman has sex with one of the villagers on screen. And this produces a half-human, half-digital abomination villager. It's not exactly burning the coal to pay the toll, but it'll definitely do. Who knew that a kids movie would have that message crammed in there that race mixing was a bad idea? And the funniest part is that woman is Jennifer Coolidge, the woman playing Stifler's mother back in American Pie. Up next, name this band. How about Kirk and the Cadavers? Other possible names include the Trek Pistols, the Antimatters, Stone Tribble Pilots, and the Final Frontiers. Thanks to artificial intelligence, you know that one day we'll have another original series episode where the original cast heads to the 70s, 80s, or 90s America, and meddles in different countercultures like punk rock. I can't wait to see some fan-created real Star Trek for a change. Number 9, 50,000 out of 75,000 of Iran's mosques have already closed due to a sharp decline in attendance. Looks like the collapse of the Islamic regime is only a matter of time. Most people aren't even aware that Islam is only 30 to 40 years behind the decline of Christianity with regards to attendance and fertility rates. Pity it's not happening faster. Then again, maybe mosques in the Middle East are closing because new ones are opening up in the West thanks to all the migrants. Moving on, this woman says that she's not fat and not skinny, so what is she? How about morbidly obese? Also, based on her cottage cheese thighs, it looks like she's hiding the cellulite very poorly. So why is she asking this question? Well, it looks like she's got a OnlyFans account, and she posted her video as a way to get some more exposure. Here she is in her full slut getup. She doesn't look too bad here, though. Most guys would smash and dash this. Number 11, Jasmine Crockett, a Democrat representative from Texas, suggests the United States needs migrants because black people are done picking cotton. Does she understand that we've already invented the mechanical cotton picker? I hope she's not dumb enough to believe that somehow blacks will go back to picking cotton. The reason she doesn't want the migrants to go is because they're the ones that voted for her, and she wants to get reelected. Here's how con-picking is done today. Up next, Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, rejects calls to have a minister for men. He's worried about toxic masculinity, but says this isn't the answer. He's an enemy of men in the UK, but I honestly think he really loves men in private, if you know what I mean. The people in the UK are idiots voting for him, just like Canadians were idiots voting for Trudeau's Liberal Party. The West is in terminal decline with guys like this at the helm. Number 13, when this woman got divorced, her ex told her that after 40 she would have no chance of finding a boyfriend. Now she's 39 and single, and no one pays attention to her. What she really means is that no Chad pays attention to her anymore. I wish I had the world's smallest violin because I'd be playing it for her right now. She already had a smart man that loved her. Seems to me like she snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Her ex was describing the wall and she wouldn't listen. Moving on, this guy lost a ton of weight and he still looks like an incel. But that doesn't mean it's not worth it to lose weight. Maybe he can also restore his hairline and get some plastic surgery. Women do it all the time to gain access to higher quality males, so why shouldn't we? He also needs to work on his neck. Too much of a chicken neck going on there. A goatee and a clean shaven head would also make him look more badass, like a biker. He's done the hard work, the rest is just cosmetic at this point. Number 15, this woman's guy cheated on her, so she stole his grandma. Looks like she needs to be medicated. She looks like she unlocked a new level of petty. The grave robber. The second part of her plan probably involves dyeing her hair one of the rainbow colors, transitioning, turning her face into a metal shop, renouncing men and becoming a libtard. But she can still keep those thick frame glasses. Those will go well with her new look. Up next, Caitlin Clark says she has privilege and stands on the shoulders of black women. I don't even know who this is, nor do I care. But she's really standing on the shoulders of male players in the NBA that fund the Women's League. That's who she should be sucking up to. I don't know about you, but I think there's something creepy about tall, skinny, completely flat-chested women. I've never watched the WNBA, and she just made it even more unwatchable. Number 17, how much money would someone have to pay you to sleep with her? What good is all the money in the world when sleeping with her will consume your whole soul? She looks like the female version of Gary Busey. I think she's good and ready for Halloween this year. She reminds me of the transgendered version of Randall Flagg from Stephen King's The Stand. You have to admit, though, she has a face you definitely will remember. Moving on, Katie here says that her daughter identifies as an animal. Remember, everyone, that if your daughter identifies as anything other than female, you failed as a parent. She also wants us to know that she's proud of her retarded furry daughter. In the past, we used to have mental institutions as a deterrent for women like this. On the bright side, at least she didn't get the top surgery and identify as a male. I wonder if her mom changes her litter box too. Number 19, this high school quarterback kept a promise and took his friend with Down syndrome to the prom. And now she's a downy alpha widow, only willing to date Chads. Makes me wonder if he ended up smashing her at the back of the limo. I can see this being made into a movie with someone that looks like Adam Sandler playing that quarterback. But just what kind of movie, I'll leave up to you. And they say that you can't look sexy if you have Down syndrome. Up next, half of the misogynistic tweets out there are sent by women, according to a study. Obviously. It's because women keep perpetuating the problem because it allows them to get more cash and prizes from society. If you call them out on it, they won't take blame for it and instead will claim that men made them do it. As for why women are misogynistic towards each other, Al Bundy says it best when he made the statement that women understand women and they hate each other. Why do you think that lesbian relationships have the highest rates of domestic abuse? Number 21, here's the difference between a hotel/motel room that's slightly more than $100 and one that's slightly less than $100. Once I realized this when traveling, I always paid the extra $20 or $30 a night to be safe, have a clean room with a decent continental breakfast. I always found that Microtel filled the gap between these two options quite well when I was on road trips. That's a good travel hack that saves you money. Moving on, here's the difference between normal sperm and Taliban sperm. One does the job while the other creates a spark. Those pops were so much fun growing up. Does anyone else remember that flying device you throw into the air and it would land on its head and make a sound as a cap went off? I still don't know what it's called. Today this would be considered illegal. Almost everything that boys used to have fun with has now been banned. Number 23, growing up, when I was being bullied, the teachers didn't care. But when I fought back, suddenly they showed up out of nowhere. Why were they like that? probably because that's the purpose of schooling. Getting bullied by a more powerful superior, the government, etc., is what's supposed to happen. Fighting back means you're rebelling against authority. They want you cowering and afraid. It's experiences like this that made me want to go and create a chain reaction that tears down the whole damn system. Up next, we have a whole new level of trad cucking, the anti-masturbation cross to keep kids' hands away from their dangerous sin zones. I don't know about you, but what 5 or 6 year olds choke the chicken? If he's doing that, then it's probably the parents' fault. And of course, it's a white boy in that device. This is an ancient meme from almost 2 decades now. Moms were supposedly posting this back in the early days of Facebook. Number 25 and the last one, why do wives get fat? Because the more secure they feel in their relationship, the worse their behavior. Plus, obesity started to skyrocket once women stopped smoking as much. But seriously, they get fat because once they get married, there are no consequences to gaining all that weight. It's not like their husband can divorce them and take 80% of everything they have. Women get comfortable knowing they'll get it all if something goes wrong. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.